The following program is rated TV-MA-NOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Stop eating so much. You don't need to eat all the time.
You have the right to remain fat.
Whoa! You gonna fuck on me? Nobody's gonna fuck on you!
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat-tivism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat-phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me!
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Inconceivable!
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testicles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 233 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular swolecast, beercast, broadcast, gangcast, mancast, pimpcast, sleevescast, and slaycast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beeshes, booshes, bustas, hustlers, and yo hoes? It's your boy Papa Swole. You're back with another episode. And today's episode of the Beastcast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everesting Kate 2, flexing on all you beeshes.
The fucking
All right, fam. Welcome to the show. Thanks for being here. Welcome to 2933. Make sure you hit the thumbs up button, subscribe. We're live on Rumble, rumble.com/thedailyswole. We got a couple announcements before we get started. For those of you that are members, you have a very special event coming up right at the end of today's episode. Because it's Friday, you guys know what it is. It is time for overtime. And that is going to be live immediately following today's live stream inside the private Daily Swole Telegram chat. For members, join us, swolenormousx.com. Get access to all of our programs, yoga, meditation, so much more, including all the private live streams and private community. Go and check it out. Overtime is going to be lit. Brand new drive mall gaining, brand new balls deep edits, never before seen. So very excited. We do those during our throwback segments after we give away the Swole card, usually during the weekly episodes. So we got more of those. We're going to do a throwback. And then, of course, we're going to have a brand new feature, Drive Mall Gaining. So don't miss on that. Goes live immediately following the conclusion of today's episode. And, of course, we still have some awesome specials. It's Friday, so that means it goes through Sunday. Check out papaswolio.com. Lots of new merch. We got new designs in this image that you're looking at. You got Super Swole Bros, Muscle Alphabet, and Dora the Swole Splora. But, of course, that's only just the tip. That's only a couple of the best sellers as of late. So check it out, papasolio.com. Buy one, get one 50% off. So if you're a member, you always get 20% off. But of course, this is even an extra bonus for members. So if you are thinking about picking up some merch, buy one, get one. Buy two, get two. Buy three, get three 50% off. Buy 10, get 10 50% off. Buy 30, get 30 50%
off. Wow.
That's amazing. So if you want to buy one for an entire football team, you can go and do so, or buy it for your bridesmaids or whatever it is. Anyway, go check it out. PapaSoya.com ends on Sunday. There's a countdown timer and details over there on the site. So awesome merch today. I think I rocked this yesterday. I've been rocking this all week. I haven't filmed yet, so I'm kind of wearing it over and over again. Do I have a stain on it? No, it's some protein powder. I identify as non-binary. So great new design.
Come on, man.
That was, I think, last week. We had the Swolvana one that we dropped on Monday, so go and check it out. Everything over there, buy one, get one 50% off. Okay, let's get into today's episode. Fam, are you ready for an amazing show? Are you ready? Here we go. Let's summon the Falcon and get today's party started. Falcon! I gotta move that camera. Come on, Falcon. Move it. Ooh, so that blue is actually shining through because blue has some, it's got a little green in there, I guess. All right, hashtag Feff for a chance to win today's Swole card. Today is Fuck 'em Friday, which means we unfollow, unfriend, we block out all the noise. You know the deal. We got the little scrolly McScrollerson at the bottom of the screen, and that's because this is our weekly cleanup. So if you know the seven pillars, you could download your free copy over there at swolenormousx.com. But the seven pillars are going to be, of course, covering all the aspects that you should be working on a daily basis. Pillar number one is community, which means your environment, the people and the things that you surround yourself with, and you need to make sure that you are tidying that up. So rather than a spring cleaning, you should be doing this every day, but Friday is a weekly reminder. Hey, I got to clean out my contacts. I got to clean out my inbox. I got to, you know, just, I don't know, clean my closet, mow the lawn. I got to go take care of some shit. I got to go clean house. And clean house does not just mean the things, it's the people. Stop spending time with people that suck. A lot of times you might be off from work. You might have a lot of invitations. You might have people that you know or people that you're trying to separate yourself from because they have terrible habits and they're always inviting you places on Fridays and you feel guilty and you go for whatever reason, or they guilt you into going like, oh, come on. Look at this. Look at me. Everyone's looking out for themselves. Everyone's being selfish. So make sure that you are going to be selfish. Make sure that you are putting yourself first. I mean, you can't go spend time with people, but you better be taking care of business. You know what I'm saying? Better be taking care of the things that you need to be taken care of. Hashtag Feff, drop in the comments. We'll give the Swole card away at the end of today's episode. Now let's moisturize and get into that tip. Babe, just an inch, just an inch. It's cold outside. First Swole fan post.
What's in the box?
This one's from Kyle. Kyle says, slingshot week. I'm telling myself to do nothing but yoga, some walking and rowing, and body weight. Now I just have to listen. Indeed. Indeed. You must pay attention. Sandra says, morning fam, it's been a while. I just stopped being a beesh. Have a great day, y'all. XXX. Whoa. XXX. What does that mean? Usually it's XOXO. What is triple X?
Hi, puppy.
Because dickus.
Good gracious. Why, thank you, Sandra. Appreciate the Swole fam comment. Appreciate the comments. Appreciate the comments. That's a, wow. That's powerful stuff. Okay, let me move this around. How'd that get scrambled? All right, let's get into a couple email responses, keeping it light with the Swole fam today. Very simple responses because we've been having a lot of conversations, got to get a lot of stuff done earlier in the week. Go to makeemailswoleagain.com if you're not on the email list. Let's read a couple emails. Again, go to makeemailswoleagain.com if you're not on the email list yet. We sent out an email. I sent one out called The Truth About Cardio. And let's read some of the responses. Dylan says, I am doing cardio. Today is my rest day, but it's active rest. Nice 30-minute conversational cardio to break a small sweat. Just enough to not be a lazy boosh all the while, not overdoing it. And Mike says, Papa Swolio, yup, cardio sucks. I mean, I personally, just saying, just put out this, I don't think cardio sucks. Cardio is great. Cardio is important. But people that, again, you need to make sure that you're doing what is required to get results. And a lot of people way overload cardio rather than lifting weights and sleep and all those other things, right? There's no pillar called cardio for a reason. Cardio sucks. I have used the advice of the Swole fam and I do 20 minutes of cardio a day. I walk on the treadmill, use a combination of speed and incline to do HIIT. Due to my hip issue, it's the most I can manage. I essentially use it as my warm-up since I train early in the morning. When I'm done, I'm wide awake and have broken a good sweat as well as having my muscles warm and ready to lift. I do 5 days of lifting a week as well as nutrition, of course, has been my focus. I have lost 130 pounds. The cardio is good for my heart health, but there is no better feeling than slinging around heavy iron It's the foundation of my training. Thanks for the great advice. Thank you for the response, Mike. Let's get you America then. And Hadouken. So cardio is great. And look, if you're going to do cardio, go for a walk. You could do some general stuff, but definitely get into zone two. Definitely do some interval training. Like I said, you could do full out. I use a VersaClimber. That's my preferred, or sled work, but VersaClimber 30 seconds all out. Then I'll get off, or I'll go really light for like 2 minutes or so. Do 30 minute intervals, do like a 4 or 5 to 1 work rest interval, do like 10, 15 minutes of just all out 20, 30 seconds, and then 2 minutes or so rest. And then just blast it like that. And you stack together more zone two and you improve and challenge your body with heart rate recovery. It's cool. It's a good thing to do in between. You don't have to do it every day. Obviously, that kind of intensity is going to be exhausting too. So if you're doing walking or walking on incline or casual conversational cardio, that's just general activity. I think it's great. I think it's great to walk. I think a lot of people that do cardio machines for the conversational cardio, I think you should just go for a walk. Go for a walk because it's much more human to sit on a machine and just on a hamster wheel. It's much better to get outside, go for a walk, feeling that pounding, that fundamental movement, step, step, step. It's very clearing for the mind. It's very clearing for the mind. And it's very centering. So get a dog, walk your dog, go for a walk by yourself, go with your husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, son, daughter, whatever it is. All right, get out there. All right, let's get into some questions. Are you ready to get into some knowledge cock? Before we do, a reminder, Swole Fam, if you want to join these amazing people, check us out, SwoleNormousX.com. Monday, May 27th, not this next Monday, but the Monday after, we have Balls Deep for Summer Release Party. We got a nice juicy announcement, and it's going to be a fun time. So better, or I shouldn't say better, but more releases and more announcements. So every 3 times a year, we have extra releases, as well as usually some big announcements, either tons of releases or tons of releases and a great announcement. So this one is definitely going to be centered around a big announcement that we're working on that hopefully will be done sooner than later. So very excited about that. Monday, May 27, 12 noon Eastern time, Balls Deep for Summer Release Party. Be there. Be there and join the Swole Fam, SwoleNormousX.com, to get access to all those new releases. Now let's get into the Knowledge Cock. Drop your questions in the comments down below. Hashtag Ask Papa Swoolio. Dance.
Oh, you can!
All right, let's do it. Hashtag Ask Papa Swoolio. Drop in the comments if you have a question. Let's get into, in the meantime, if you want to call into the show, askpapaswilio.com. All the links are in the description. From Prince Dixit. Chest muscle imbalance problem, question mark, question mark. What's your question, dude? Can you add, like, chest muscle imbalance, meaning what? Small upper chest, small chest in general, left, right? What's your chest muscle imbalance problem? Can't answer that question because I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Be more specific, please. Be more specific, please. Again, whatever you prioritize in your training is going to get the focus. Make sure you have proper form, proper nutrition. You know, if it's left to right, you could do unilateral work, but you really want to get to the root cause as to what's causing the issue. So Leo Estrada, Papa Solio, how many days per week should I go to the gym? Doesn't matter. There's endless amounts of splits. Remember, life isn't packed into 7 days. That's just how we organize our life so we can schedule things, but don't get on that hamster wheel. Life is linear. It's not circulating over and over again every 7 days or 30 days. So you should go to the gym depending on your experience, your volume, et cetera, et cetera. So start off going a few times a week, start with total body, maybe upper lower after, you know, a few weeks, get into it. It really depends. So volume intensity, it's really not an important question. Just important to get started. What I would say is just start with low volume, learn how to do it properly, start with full body workouts and basic exercise, and just build that consistency with nutrition, 7 pillars. Check us out, SwoleNormousX.com. Okay, Alejandro Correas, Papa Solio, ¿cómo aprendiste a hablar español? School and living in South Florida. So, yeah, I don't practice as much as I used to. I used to like, you know, being in the middle of all of it. And then I, you know, started to just prefer living in the United States again. So, you know, you go to Miami, it's like, it's fucking South America. There's so many areas of South Florida that if you go there, it's literally just Spanish. the store titles are just in Spanish. And if you check out at a Publix, they'll just give you the prices. They'll just talk to you in Spanish primarily, which I think is kind of fucked. But at the same time, that's what the community is in that area. So, yeah, I've been, you know, when you're in school, you are usually required to take a language. So when I was in sixth grade or whenever it started, like, hey, you get to choose a language. Spanish was the popular language. So I'm like, all right, I should probably learn how to speak Spanish. French is kind of a waste, you know, in terms of a global thing. But it was what? Spanish, French. I don't even know if they had German or Italian. I don't even know if they had those options. But anyway, chose Spanish, stayed with it. And then it worked out. It worked out because I ended up moving to Florida. Of course, not all Florida is the same. You can't just go to like Tallahassee and there's going to be tons of Spanish. That's really South Florida area. Okay, Instagram, spelled poorly. Does doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu count as GTTFG? No, it counts as Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. It's not the same as resistance training and overload. Martial arts are great, but lifting weights will actually help you with your martial arts. So it counts as training, obviously, but you know, if that's what you like to do, make sure you lift weights. Everyone should be doing overload training. I don't care if you're an artist. You should be lifting weights because it's good for your body. It doesn't have to be your passion. You don't have to want to step on stage for a competition. But lifting weights will help with pretty much anything that you want to do, especially physical activity, archery, I don't know, lumberjack games. Lifting weights is going to help you get stronger in general. It's going to help you execute those moves. So if you maintain your mobility and you do your drill work with martial arts and stuff like that, the strength training will only benefit you. So yeah, I mean, going to the fucking gym, sure. I mean, it kind of counts, but it's not lifting. It's not training in that sense. But yeah, I mean, it counts as physical activity and you're training in a different way. So yes and no, you get the point. I say do both. Jody Katana, Papa Swolio, brah, what about my lower chest? There is no lower chest. I need a solid workout for my shit looking like drunk Thor. It's probably the food, your shit food quality. If you have bitch tits, that's probably why. I mean, if you look like drunk Thor, it's because you're fat and lazy. Lift weights everywhere. Dips are great for the chest in general. You know, any chest exercise like incline or flat, it's going to work the entire chest. Incline is going to focus a little bit more on the upper chest, but you're still going to get lower benefits. So do dips. You just need to work your chest. You just need a bigger chest muscle in general, bigger clavicular and sternal pecs. If you want lower chest, you just want more chest, period. Just need more muscle. People talk about, I want more quad sweep. You just need bigger quads. You need bigger fucking quads. You're working every muscle with any movement that you do. People are getting too specific with like, what about this angle? And slight this, and slight this. Lift heavier. Pick a couple basic exercises and progress it over time. And you're going to build big back, big chest, big shoulders everywhere. You know, very, very rarely do you need to like do these like little tiny isolation movements, but that could be more for like a pro bodybuilder who has to bring up a specific body part. So for most people that want to work an area, you just need a bigger muscle overall. And you're just not activating it properly, or your program design sucks, or you're not building the muscle because your form isn't good. Maybe your exercise selection isn't good. Maybe your form isn't proper. Your elbows are not tucked in more depending on the movement. Maybe your nutrition isn't sufficient. You're not sleeping enough. So you're not building muscle there or anywhere else. Okay. Let's see. Dennis in the Telegram chat. Why is it important to eat fat? Oh, that's where your body, when you store fat, hormone production, vitamin storage. A lot of vitamins and minerals are fat soluble. I mean, fat's important for so many processes. I mean, that's a simple Google if you want the whole list, but it's essential for neurological function, for organ protection, for energy storage, many, many things. Like, for example, there's some vitamins that are water soluble and some, like if you take certain vitamins, you'll piss out if you get too many, but some of them will be stored in your fat. Like, I think it's like A, D, E, and K or something like that, or fat soluble vitamins, something like that. T-Bone Capone on Rumble. What kind of cookware do you use? Stuff that's, don't use the nonstick Teflon stuff. I don't know what they're called. It's probably called, I think it's called green something. I don't know what the name of it is. It might be in the Amazon store. but you want to make sure you get some sort of like ceramic or cast iron. We use cast iron. I use cast iron to cook the steaks and stuff, but we have some good pans and pots and stuff for cooking rice, or when Mama Suolio makes chicken or steak, we use other things too. CR Wheaties, Papa Suolio, what is Everest and K2? I've been wondering for years now at this point. Oh, those are our sponsors, Everest and K2, flexing on all you beaches. Sponsoring the podcast every day, so yeah. That's what Everest and K2. Don't forget, those are both Mount Everest and K2. Those are both mountains, a.k.a. my biceps. Mark, Papa Suolio, I think I asked this already, but which soundboard is your favorite and when can we hear new ones? Well, I mean, there's probably ones that I hit sometimes that you don't even hear or don't even realize and you think they're new. There's sometimes I play the intro at the beginning and people are like, oh, I love new edits, and it's not new at all. It's from, you know, a year ago. So probably soon I'll probably be adding some more soundboards soon. There's a lot of things I need to add that I haven't. There's been a lot of other priorities and I haven't thought about it too much. But yeah, probably soon. Yeah, green pans, something like that. Those are pretty good. I think that's probably what we have. We have a couple different brands, or maybe we have newer ones. They look different. So I think they might be the same company. It might be green pans or called that. I think that's what the company is. Okay. Team Instinct Forever. Team Instinct Forever. Papa Suolio, your 2-3 pet peeves. Do we do this already? Besides my pet peeves, besides, that doesn't make any sense. My pet peeves besides not going to the gym. Stupid questions. Pet peeves. When Mama Suolio grinds her coffee and puts it on fine and then doesn't change it back to coarse the way it should be, because that's how men make their coffee. I get frustrated if I grind it accidentally, it's on fine and I have to toss it. Pisses me off. Let's see. Number 3, probably not going to the when you don't go to the fucking gym, that's just extra. That's what that counts for 2. All right, let's move on. Alovidya. I feel like some of these questions are old, but I think we get the same one. Sometimes I feel like, didn't we answer that yesterday? But I think we just get the same question so frequently from different people. How to break through plateaus. I don't know what that means. I feel like we did this already, but maybe it was the same person asking again or a different screen name. But I don't know what that means. How to break through plateaus. You might not be in a plateau. So this is what I'll talk a little bit about. You might not be in a plateau. You might just be at this period where if you're walking up steps, all right, if you see how steps are like this, up and over, up and over. If you're on that over part, oh my God, I'm not making any progress. But then you're right before the next step that goes up. So if you're looking at a staircase, there's a plateau, technically. I know what technically a plateau is, like, oh, the highest point, or it's a flat. Yeah, but that's the flat part. So if you're looking at, let's say a staircase is your progress, that's pretty fucking awesome because it goes straight up. But every step, there's a little bit of a flat part. So if you're on every flat part, oh, I'm in a plateau, bummer. Hey, I got progress. Oh, no, I'm in a plateau. Hey, I made progress. Oh, my God, I'm in a plateau. So you might not be in a plateau. You're just not going to necessarily see straight progress. Maybe you need to fine tune your sleep a little bit. Maybe it's not your programming. Maybe you just need to be consistent and get through it. Because like I say, sometimes there'll be a couple of weeks where I'm at the same weight and I'm trying to break through and then I get a little bit better sleep, or I eat a little bit more white rice and I carb up a little bit. Next session, I got an extra rep. It's like, hey, I made it through. Sometimes you're not going to get that 6th rep if you're going so heavy. To go from 5 to 6 reps, that's a 20% increase in rep strength. So you might not see that. You might be getting like a partial rep or almost getting that 6th one for a week or two. And then you get that next one. Once you make a lot of progress, you've been training for a long time, you're not going to see the fastest. That's why it's called newbie gains. You're not going to see that adaptation happen as quickly. It's going to take more time and more tweaks and more patience. So if you really want to make progress, it's going to be slow and steady. And it's going to be a lot of repetition. Pun intended. It's going to be a lot of the same sets and same exercise over and over again. So how to break through a plateau? If you want a result, any result, you need to change the stimulus. So if you're not making progress for a while, you need to probably subtly tweak. If I'm doing exercise for a few weeks and then I'm kind of like, okay, maybe I'm bored. And I'm just like, okay, I'm not really making the progress. Because if I'm bored with an exercise, sometimes I know I need to stick to it. But I'm only going to be bored if I'm not getting the results. If I feel like it's not working, then I'm going to be quote unquote bored. I'm just going to be like frustrated and I want to change. So I'll tweak an exercise. I might change from a Smith machine incline to my incline press machine or to a flat. I might change it a little bit. So I haven't done this one incline machine that I have for a while, and I went back to it for the last, not two sessions directly, but for the last like 2 weeks I've done it, or 3 weeks I've done it. And man, I love doing an exercise where it's like, okay, I want to do incline chest to hit my upper pec more. And just to be sore, like I'm just like, oh my God, like my upper pec right there is super sore. The whole, like I nailed it and I'm really feeling it there. So I'm enjoying it. And I'll do that for a few weeks until wait till I'm not sore. The soreness is not determining whether or not I'm making progress. But when I feel like I'm not getting anything more out of it at that point, I'll ditch it and swap in something else and give a little bit of a subtle tweak. So that subtle change is not like what people do is they change too dramatically and then it's a completely different adaptation. And then they wonder why they're not getting progress. So for your body, making subtle tweaks is not something that requires a whole different neural adaptation. So if I'm doing that incline chest press and then next week I do my flat machine where it's like this, I'm still doing a machine press. I'm just lying a little bit more flat. I'm holding the handles here. It's not like a whole neurological adaptation. Wow, it's so different. My body's got to adapt so much to this new exercise. Probably not. It's very similar. I might get sore just because it is a different angle and it's a little bit of a different strength profile, but it's not like I'm doing this incline press and now I'm just doing max dips to failure. It's not that dramatic of a different movement pattern. So if you're just doing weights all the time and then you're like, I'm going to do 1,000 pushups a day. Yeah, you're going to be fucking crippled sore and you're going to be really banged up because it's a dramatic difference. But people change exercises and change workouts based on their psychological mixing it up, which is usually too dramatic. For the body, a very subtle tweak is enough. So a lot of people think like, hey, I need some completely different concept in order. I need to change it up completely and do something completely different. That's not the best way to get an adaptation. That's going to create another shock stimulus and then a whole other adaptation process, which might not be building as much muscle as you would if you just went from incline to flat or change your grip position from here to here. You don't need a lot of tweaks. Let's see. Last question. If you have any more live ones, hashtag ask Papa Swolio. Otherwise, we're going to move on. Last chance for questions. Papa Swolio from Oscar on the Move. Should I drink my protein or creatine before or after a workout? Creatine doesn't matter. You don't have to load. Just take your 5 grams a day if you're a dude. I just take 5 grams a day. I take it first thing in the morning. This is what I've been doing. I like it. Seems to work fine. You could have it after workout. It's fine too. Protein, I wouldn't have it right before a workout. So protein shake, I'll have in the morning. Pretty soon after I wake up, after I have my water and electrolytes, and I'll usually have protein right after, but not before. Right before a workout, I'll have like maybe a tablespoon or two of raw honey or a banana or something, just fruit carbs. You don't want protein or fat in your system. It's not going to digest quickly, and you're not really using that when you train. But afterwards, yeah, afterwards is great. My opinion, that's what I do. You guys could drop in the comments what you do as well. All right, are we good? Going once, going twice, going skirt steak and white rice. Let's go balls deep.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! That's deep.
All right, reminder, buy one, get one 50% off, papaswolio.com. Go and check out the merch specials for everyone. Big time savings, I'm telling you. Make sure you don't miss out on that. It's Friday, so ends in 2 days, end of the weekend. So go check it out, papaswolio.com. Pick up some new nip covers. And of course, hit the like button, thumbs up on Rumble. Thanks for being here. Share with your friends. Just make sure you hit the thumbs up button. And guys, we have like 6 times the amount of people watching. All you got to do is hit that button that looks like a thumbs up. I don't know why people are so, and I'm not, you know, well, no, I'm not going to do it because I'm not pissed or anything. It's just you watch like an hour and a half of the show every day and you just don't tap that button. If you don't know where it is and you're on your phone or something, exit out of the chat, hit the thumbs up button, and then hit the live chat button again. Boom. Problem solved. And it helps tremendously. So watching it for an hour and a half, like, do you not want other people to watch the show? You're like, I want it all for myself. I don't want anyone else to be here. Like, the more people that watch, the more engagement, the better for the show, the better for everything. So please do that. It's the simplest thing. It might take you a fraction of a second. It's completely 100% free, and it helps me and the show tremendously. So please do that. Okay, let's see here. Pick a number, 1, 2, or 3. 1, 2, or 3, drop in the chat. First number that I see.
What's in the box?
First number that I see will be Thank you for hitting that thumbs up button, Beaches. Just liked and see, look, we have members that are in the Telegram chat that are heading over to Rumble, hit the thumbs up button and then leave. It's like, okay, I appreciate that. Might just be shutting down. We might not be doing the Daily Soul Telegram chat for daily shows, by the way. So just a heads up, we might only be using that for overtime moving forward. Just a heads up, but appreciate you guys. Okie dokie. Let's see. First number that popped up is from PK, Positive Charisma number 2. Positive Charisma number 2. This one's called Hard to Travel.
What's in the box?
Hard to Travel. How can we, or can we talk about how hard it is as a fat person to travel? Ooh, fat travel.
We talk about how hard it is as a fat person to travel, especially if you're on a self-acceptance journey and you just want to live your best life.
A self-acceptance journey. You're on a self-acceptance journey. You're Australian because you can't speak. You're omohyoid. Your throat muscles are just deactivated. A self-acceptance journey. Just chewing on those vowels. All right, let's play it again. I like Australians. I'm just trolling. But like I always say, like, you know, the Australian accent, I like it. But when you say something stupid, an Australian accent makes it sound like 100 times stupider. It does.
Talk about how hard it is as a fat person to travel, especially if you're on a self-acceptance journey and you just want to live your best life. From the seatbelts not fitting on planes to getting on tiny little scooters in Bali, I know it can be so overwhelming to go traveling as a fat, big person. But let's talk.
A fat, big person? You're not just a big person, you're a fat, big person.
About seatbelts. We know we just got to ask for a seatbelt extender. I know it can be super daunting, but those flight attendants, they just want you to be safe and comfortable. So get out of your comfort zone and ask for that seatbelt extender. I always feel insecure about it being around my tummy, but I know it's for my safety. Always wear something that you feel comfortable in, something baggy, something you feel like is not going to hide and cling to your insecurity areas. But remember always, do not let the amount of fat you have on your body stop you from traveling, because you deserve to live the best life no matter how you look.
I don't know what this means. She's like, make sure you wear baggy clothes so you don't feel bad about yourself, but be proud to be fat. Or stop eating garbage. Have you tried that? Have you tried not eating garbage? Have you tried not eating cake?
It is not my place as a smaller bodied white man to comment on.
Have you tried not eating garbage? Just a thought. All right, pick a number. One or two. What's it going to be? One or two? Reminder, we got the FEF card, fam. We got the FEF card, hashtag FEF, for a chance to win today's Swole card. We do have the Tainty Man. Aww. The Tainty Man is also here. And Church is here. She's also here as well. I just don't feel like putting the camera because the wire gets in the way. So maybe I'll figure out a better camera situation for the Church perch. But she's here and she's looking super cute. Let's go with Cerny number 2. Cerny number 2. This is from, oh, Cerny.
Cerny. Quit worrying. You'll be back on your knees in no time.
This one's called, Would You Rather Be Fit or Fat? Fit. Easy answer. You don't need to make a video on it. I already got the answer for you.
Would I rather be fat or slim and fit?
Slim and fit.
Interesting that you have to add the word fit over here to make this the obvious choice.
I would rather
have the body that I have than someone else's body.
I don't know what that fucking means. I would rather have the body that I have than someone else's body. What in the actual fuck are you talking about? What are you talking about?
What the fuck is that?
That is a retarded statement. You will never have someone else's body. You know why? Because, I don't know, this isn't altered carbon. What are you talking about? You're never going to have someone else's body. This isn't Freaky Friday. You got your body. You can just get rid of the extra fat on it by decent lifestyle habits. Never going to have anyone else's body. So kind of a non-starter.
...that I have than someone else's body. And since my body is fat, I guess that means I would rather be fat.
That doesn't make any sense. Because your body is fat. No, you are fat. Your habits have led you to be fat. Your body is currently fat because you have terrible lifestyle habits. Continue.
But would I rather be healthy than unhealthy?
Yep.
Sure. And that's why I work on my own health habits. becoming the healthiest that I can be doesn't mean that I'm going to necessarily be slim. Slim and healthy are not synonyms, and our health is not fully within our control. Yes, I do find value in seeking to be healthy, both physically and mentally. But health is not a moral virtue.
Well, health wouldn't be a moral virtue. Taking care of yourself and respecting yourself is. So health is the outcome of doing the first thing. So this whole, well, health isn't a moral virtue. Well, your sloth and your gluttony and your shit fucking habits, yeah, is leading to your lack of health. So that's an outcome. We say obesity is a disease. I suffer from obesity. No, you suffer from Twinkies. You suffer from cake. You suffer from soda. You suffer from not exercising, not lifting weights. You suffer from not getting sunlight. You suffer from not getting quality sleep. You suffer from too much energy drinks. You suffer from all this other bullshit that you are in control of. Okay, let's get into the last one, and then we are getting into overtime immediately. No throwback today because we are going to do a bunch of those.
What's in the box?
In overtime. Last one, this one's called Grammar Policing. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Grammar policing is racist. Oh, yeah. Well, it's not. You know, having good grammar is actually knowing how to use grammar. It's like driving a car. If you can't drive, and I say you can't fucking drive because you can't fucking drive, that's not racist. You just can't fucking drive. If you can't use the language properly, like there, and there, or, you know, all the other ones that people are just, you know, retarded with, it's like it's objectively correct or it's not. Grammar policing? No. That's not how you use the word. That's incorrect. You're wrong. It's okay to be wrong. It's not okay to deny it and blame everyone else for you sucking. Okay.
Why grammar policing is racist, part two. So we talked about AAVE in my last video, so let's talk about how it came to be.
AAVE? I've never heard that acronym. No one knows what that means. African American Vernacular English. You mean Ebonics? Is that word? Like, yeah?
In this country and well across any other...
Why are you using the 30s, what's it called? Like the intercontinental broadcast audio filter? I've never heard AAVE. Sounds stupid.
European colonized nation that had black slavery, teaching slaves how to read and write was illegal. Thus creating a generation and many generations actually that were functionally illiterate. Fast forward to...
You have every ability to be literate today. You got cell phones, though. We got cell phones. Pretty sure you can practice if you wanted to.
Jim Crow era South and black schools were severely underfunded. And their teachers did not really have any criteria to be teaching. They were just doing the best. Creating a whole other host of...
Okay, so there's slang. There's slang. You go to different areas of the country, people are going to talk different accents. Different words, right? You go up into the Massachusetts area, everything is wicked. You know, in the South, you say pop instead of soda. You know, it's getting more diluted because everyone's on social media. So you have a lot of words and slang and things that come up. So that doesn't mean anything, right? It's not racist. It's just different people from different communities talk differently, but there's still an objective. This is correct. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care if you, like, answer the phone and say, who dis? Okay. Like, that's just not grammatically, it's not correct. We all know what you mean, but it's not how you speak English, right? It's not how you properly speak the language. You say Coke in the South? Well, people say pop. You say Coke? Well, is that a troll because you like Coke over Pepsi or something? Whatever. People say both.
Generations that were also illiterate. Fast forward to today, and some of the lowest literacy rates in this country are in Black and Brown communities. These school systems are racist.
They're not.
How we dictate what is proper English is racist.
It's objective.
Yelling at a Black and Brown person for not speaking English in the way that you want them to be speaking.
Who's yelling at Black people? Who's yelling at Black? You're not speaking English the way. No one's yelling at Black people. No one's yelling at that. No one's yelling that. No one's yelling that. Wait,
well, other
oh, hosts sorry,
speak English, even though you've created an entire system to make sure that they did not know how to speak English. That's just racism to me.
It's not. It's not. You're trying so desperately to be important by playing the victim, and racism just does not exist the way you think it does. You're bringing it back, right? The leftists are clamoring and they've been yelling racism from the top of their voices for a decade. And that's why you're seeing and you're hearing it more, because they won't shut the fuck up about it. If you stop addressing it, right? If you actually treat people equally rather than, it's not reverse racism, right? Rather than affirmative action, which is racism, all these different racist policies, DEI is racist, all these things that are not racist. We're about equity. No, no, no. That's racist. You are prioritizing certain races over others. So that's racism and that's bigotry. And shocker, the Democrats and the left are hypocrites. Like, they blame everyone else for doing what they're doing. So yeah, I mean, stop acting like it's the most important thing. Stop talking about it as if it's the backbone of everything. It's not. Just because I say something that you don't like, or just because I can speak proper English and I'm correct, 5 + 5 = 10. That's not racist. That's a fact. 2 + 2 = 4. It's just a fact. Just because someone can't add, if a Black kid can't do 2 + 2, that doesn't make math racist. It just means that that kid was not taught properly. So I agree. These communities should step up and educate people better. We have the technology. But again, until you guys and everyone vote better locally to put criminals in jail, and we change the culture instead of having bitches and hoes and gangsters and all this garbage and twerking in the fucking streets and all the nonsense with the culture, you know, no one's going to want to bring businesses and allow these inner cities to thrive, because they can't. You're going to have destitution. You're going to have chaos and just a ghetto, because no one wants to go there. That's why these areas are shit. It's because the crime. And why is there endless crimes? Because people are fucking criminals there. And these liberal policies are allowing them to be free and allowing this to perpetuate. If you actually crack down on crime, and a lot of families in these areas, they want more police. They want a safer area. But people don't actually want to address the root cause of these issues. So it's like, the culture is perpetuating this shit. And then, you know, everyone else had nothing to do with it is being blamed for it. It's like, no, no, no. You are choosing to rewrite history or pretend like everything is against you, when quite the opposite. Everything's been moving in a positive direction. So stop complaining about shit that happened 200 fucking years ago or 100 years ago. None of us were alive. None of us did any of that. You have more opportunities, and everyone has more opportunity today than anyone ever before in history, especially in this country. If you don't like the United States because it's so racist, quite the opposite. Disbanded slavery, no slavery today. There are a lot of other countries that people are clamoring for, you know, in the Middle East, you know, with all this like Israel-Palestine garbage. There are many countries in the Middle East that have slavery today. No one's complaining about that. China has slaves. No one complains about that. So there's more slavery today than there ever was in the United States, and we don't have slavery. So go point fingers somewhere else or move to a different country. Get the fuck out. If you don't want to be here, then get out. If it's so racist and so bad, then leave. Oh, you can't leave. Oh, because if you went to another country, you might get thrown off a fucking building. Oh, so that's why you're staying here. Oh, that's why you're staying here. If Trump, I'm just going off on a rant. If Trump wins, I'm leaving the country. This isn't an airport. You're free to leave. Go. Go. All the celebrities, I'm leaving. Why are you here? Leave. If you don't want to be here and you have the means to leave, you're full of shit, right? If you're a millionaire and you say you're going to leave, then leave. No one is keeping you. No one is keeping you here. You can go back, right? If your ancestors were brought over here on ships and slaves and playing the victim, then go back to fucking Africa. Go back to Nigeria, for example. Why haven't you? If your ancestors came over, let's say you're directly, right? You know, we don't have to talk about the African tribes that sold other tribes and, you know, that sold them you know, black culture is as responsible for slavery as anyone else. But let's not talk about that. Go back to Africa. Just saying, if that's the problem.
No, well, it's better.
Then go back. You're not going back because this country is awesome and you're welcome here, but we have a meritocracy and the best are going to succeed. So how about having a culture where the best succeed and we promote excelling. We promote people that want to do better and do the best and competition. You're not going to necessarily be the best, but you have the ability to become the best or have opportunities to do that. And it's never going to be perfect, but we can move in a positive direction. Stop waiting for perfection. And the problem with these kinds of, when you have the victim mentality, there's no pleasing that person or that group. You're always the victim. You're always going to, it's never enough, right? You do this. Yeah, but this is, but this is that. It's never enough. It's just going to be continuously playing the pussy and oh, everyone else is against me. It's woe is me. Woe is me. No one cares. So there's no pleasing any of these people on the left. No pleasing any of them. Fam, we got a swole card to give away. Let's give it away. Then we have an overtime segment coming up. Hashtag FEF. Let's fucking go. Are you ready? Let's give it away. Great Beast Cast. You can start heading over into the Daily Swole Telegram chat. All right, today's winner, Leslie White. Congratulations. Leslie White in the Telegram chat. All right. Leslie, send us an email to support@swolenormous.com, swolecard2933 in the subject, your mailing address in the body of the email, and we'll send you this swole card.
Finish him.
Oh, you know the deal. You know the deal, fam. We are heading into overtime. Everyone, you can head into the Daily Swole Telegram chat. Let's bring up the sidebar. Boom, bing, bang, bong. All right, join us, SwoleNormousX.com. Overtime starts right now. We got awesome edits, and we're going to have a brand new Driving While Gaining feature presentation. Join us, SwoleNormousX.com. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you tomorrow for 29:34, I believe it is. Thanks again, and we'll see you in overtime. Overtime starts in 2 minutes. Dos minutos. Peace, McGee's, Deuce, Magoose, your boy, Papa Solio. Oh, 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 oh.